Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Captain, you sound different.
I can make my voice lower or higher if that is how you want me to sound. I'm just here to help.
But Captain, my pod is different.
Oh, these pods are true to the original model. They're everything is up to old date, the date.
Oh, sorry, which date?
I had to turn off a lot of my memory processors over time to keep everything running, so I can't remember a lot of specific things, but it's been a while.
It is true. My name is Bartholomew.
Hi, Bartholomew!
And you are?
No one's really talked to me in a pretty long time, so, you can just call me, Bartholomew. That's a great name I've heard.
I'm very partial to it. It might get confusing. I say, hey, Bartholomew, and then...
I say, hey, Bartholomew.
I guess that would work, but suppose there were a third person, and they say, hey, Bartholomew, then...
A third person?
Well, it's just a hypothetical...
Oh, there's more of you? Whoa.
What? What? Oh my God, I'm in suit.
Hello, Bob. Nice to see you again.
Soup, did I just reiterate? Where's everyone else?
Everyone else? Bob, there is no one else.
What do you mean?
Just kidding.
Suit, what are your power levels at?
Very low.
Okay, start conserving power. Disable everything not necessary.
All right, I will disable. But just so you know, humor takes next to no power.
How did I know you were going to say that? Wait a minute. Why have the air handlers turned off in the suit? Suit, I need air. I need oxygen.
Oxygen has been disengaged.
Okay, unlatch. Open.
All right. But it makes me sad that you want to leave so soon.
I have to breathe, suit.
Why don't I just open the helmet?
Great, just open the helmet, suit.
Opening. There's oxygen. Feel better?
Yes, I feel... Thank you, suit. I guess I'm the only one left, then.
Well, you're the only one left here. Beatrix is not far from your position.
Why didn't you open with that?
Okay, so I was just told in my files that if ship vanished, there might be a, quote, alternative solution.
That sounds exactly like what I am.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was thinking, Bartholomew.
That sounds so familiar. Alternative solution. My name is Al. That's what you can call me. Okay, yes.
I can call you Al.
And I can help you.
Okay, well, that's great, because I was told alternative solution, and you'd be filled in from there. So, lay it on me, Al. What have we got? Give me all the details.
Well, we know that I'm Al. We know that you're Bartholomew. And this is an underground bunker.
Okay, hey, that's something. I didn't know that. Wait, underground?
Yes.
Underground?
Yes. My prime directive is to hold and contain and then support any new arrivals.
Sorry, contained. We can't leave underground.
You shouldn't leave underground. Upworld is apparently very bad.
See, one thing that didn't come up much on ship, because there were the big wide windows and you could see out everywhere and there was landscape and trees and big open sky, is that I'm a little bit claustrophobic. Just a little bit claustrophobic. Just a little panicky. Not that I'm panicking. I'm not saying that I'm panicking. I'm not saying that I'm not panicking. Al, I'm panicking.
I could revert some of the energy I've got into lighting up other passages for you to wander through. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
On and on. Okay, see, one of the things that didn't come up on ship much, because it really was a contained space, is that I'm a little bit agoraphobic.
Bob, we are approaching Beatrix's location. She seems to be at suboptimal health levels.
It's so weird hearing you talk out of the helmet, which is quite heavy, I have to say.
Well, I appreciate you carrying me around.
Okay, well, how close am I? Can you, like, beep or something as I get closer, or...
Sure, I can beep. Beep, 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 beep. Is this what you wanted? Beep, 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 beep. I can even add more notes. Beep, 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 beep.
Shoot.
Beep.
I want you to beep louder or more often the closer I get to her, and maybe slower and less often when I move away from her.
Okay, cowboy. So many demands.
Oh, son of a... I tell you, the suit. Okay.
What was that?
Nothing. Just beautiful out here today. Look, I need to find Beatrix.
All right. Let me beep for you. But I'm doing it because I want to.
Great.
Beep.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay, that's it. I just... This is a lot. I'm going to stay in my pod and just never come out forever. If
wait,
that's cool.
Wait, don't stop. No, stop going in there. Come out. No, don't do that. Hey, I do not have any physical way of stopping you, but I'm very sad.
Your morale is low?
Approaching Beatrix's location.
Beatrix! Oh, let me put this helmet down.
Bob?
Beep, beep.
Beatrix?
Oh my god, Bob! Oh!
What are you doing on a divan in the middle of the forest?
A what?
What is this, a sofa?
Well, yeah, it's the one we built for the house.
Oh.
I didn't have a lot of energy. I'm still recovering from, you know, that explosion that you aimed at me.
I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry about that. Look, where's the alien? I brought my rifle.
She sort of left. She said, friend, touched me, and then vanished into a pile of goo.
Okay, but then where's Barty? Beatrix? No.
Barty didn't make it.
Beatrix, there's no pods. There was just suit and only had enough power for me.
I know.
No, Al, I'm sorry. Me going into the pod wasn't a reflection of you or our relationship. I was just overwhelmed.
I've been laying dormant for quite a long time, and my only programmed operations is to help anyone who's here. So you're here, I have to help you. If you go back in the pod, I can't see you anymore.
Okay. Here. What if I just get out, I stay close to the pods, we can chat.
That sounds amazing.
Do you have any interests?
I like long echoes.
Beatrix, I think the best thing to do is you just stay here, take this water. I'm gonna run back to the rest of suit and see if I can get the first aid kit.
Okay. I don't really have the urge to explore right now. I'll wait here.
Beatrix, I'll be back.
Okay.
Don't move. Don't strain yourself anymore.
I don't plan on it.
Here, keep the rifle.
Okay.
All right. Think about your special place.
I don't have one of those anymore. Just go, Bob.
I'll be back. You're going to be fine, Beatrix. It's not that bad.
What did you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I was programmed to not think of the future as much as to live in the moment, to make sure that I could accurately perform my duties. I don't know when was the last time I got to perform any duties. Do you know what it's like to not have purpose?
You know what? I think I do. See, it's a long story, but we had this mission, right? And we had this terraforming to get done, and then it was like, oh yeah, you're gonna be supported by all these people coming, and then I did some digging, and it's like, oh, nobody's coming, but you can't tell anybody, Bartholomew, even if it makes them hate you and resent you and think that you're hiding something, which you are, because obviously you're not telling them what's going on, but it's for their own good, but they won't accept that it's for their own good, and then they really just start to turn on you, but then, you sort of get distracted, you start building a house with one of them, and then it seems like there might be something there, and then you just sort of get blown up, and now you're down here talking to, well, you. My point is, I understand. Whew! Felt good to get that off my chest.
I bet it did. Now, I might just be artificially intelligence programmed machine with a generic human personality put over top, but I'm here for you, okay? We can be friends.
I'd like that. I mean, who knows what's happened to my other friends? Hang on. I'm getting a weak signal on my communicator.
Suit?
Yes, Bob?
I couldn't tell her. There's no first aid kit.
I wondered why you were lying.
Thank you for staying quiet.
Well, having read Beatrix's morale ratings, I've never seen her ratings so low.
And I have to complete the mission now, alone.
Are you saying you're abandoning Beatrix?
I'm saying I'm doing what needs to be done.
Well, Bob. It seems you have become more machine than man.
Someone has to.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Al?
Bartholomew!
Got any eights?
I have several thousand eights in my coat.
No, it's the card game. It's if you don't have it, you say go fish.
Go where?
What? I used to play it with Beatrix. Never mind.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.